Some weirdo. I think this guy right here. The crazy thing is apparently this guy that intercepted, I shouldn't say intercepted actually, it's intervened, isn't even like Twitch security, it's just her own personal guy.
Whoa.
I don't know what, Jesus, Destiny, that's me. Yeah, I'm not sure how this guy, I don't know what the point is of roping off sections or anything, if people can just walk up, hello everyone, I'm okay, and thank you for all the kind messages, sorry I cannot respond to them all. Yesterday, the man who assaulted me was led across multiple barriers at TwitchCon. This is Emmy's Emeru statement. And even in front of another creator, meet and greet, to grab me and my face and try to kiss me. Fortunately, he wasn't able to, but a lot of people have pointed out it could have been a lot worse. I'm obviously shaken up by what happened, and it's not the first time I've dealt with something like this, but to tell you honestly, I'm a lot more hurt and upset by how Twitch handled it during and after the fact. Like I said, I don't understand how he was allowed to make it to me in the first place. The security in the clip, who reacts as my own security. It's true, my favorite and usual security guard was banned for holding a stalker's arm to bring him to police at a past TwitchCon. However, there were at least three or four other TwitchCon security staff in the area who did not react and let the guy walk away. As you can see in the clip, since they don't even appear in the frame, lol. The woman who is walking me away is my own personal manager, and behind the booth, the only two people who were checking on me and comforting me were her and my friend. None of the TwitchCon staff came to ask what happened or if I was okay. My friend who was present told me Twitch security were also behind the booth afterwards, joking about how they didn't even see what happened and immediately laughing and moving on to talking about something else. So if no one was checking if I was okay or if I needed anything, and they let the guy run away initially, I have no idea what anyone hired to keep the event safe was doing, lol. In Twitch's statement, they said that the guy was immediately caught and detained. I'm sorry, but that is a blatant lie. He was allowed to walk away from my meet and greet, and I didn't hear he was caught until hours after he attacked me. And it felt like this only happened because of my manager pressing for it, not because TwitchCon staff present thought it was a big deal. I have a lot more I want to say, but I will say it on stream later today instead of writing a book on here. Thank you guys again. Sorry y'all had to see that. This is definitely my last TwitchCon, and it saddens me to say, as a 10-year off and on attendee of TwitchCon, I think other creators should seriously consider not attending in the future. I did not feel cared for or protected, even bringing my own security and staff. I can't imagine how creators without those options would feel. Stay safe, y'all. Everything is going to be okay.
I mean, Destiny literally egged this shit on and has at times straight up said, you know, Hassan deserves to be shot and killed.
What is this trend of like straight up said, and then you say a thing that I didn't straight up say?
And he has actually promoted people in his community that have approached me in different instances. Frogan has been harassed.
Yeah, I thought it was funny when the one guy walked up and said, what did he say? What did the one guy in the restaurant say that traumatized Hassan? He said, what, Destiny owns you or Destiny made you or something? What was it? Wow.
Asked by another one of Destiny's friends and content creators as well. You do, I do not. There is not a single instance where I have ever thought that this was appropriate, especially because...
Just to be clear, this guy is literally platforming Bad Empanada, who was literally quote tweeting stories that I was posting outside of Nablus in the West Bank, tagging Hamas militant splinter cells trying to get me and Lonerbox murdered. Like, that happened. That was just a 100% thing that actually happened. Was Bad Banana quote tweeting our videos and trying to tag Hamas affiliates to get us murdered in the West Bank, among other things. This is what Hassan is referring to, by the way, for the horrible harassment that he had to deal with. And I just want to say, I do sincerely apologize from the bottom of my heart. I don't know if I could deal with this. If this happened to me in real life, I don't think I could. I don't know how Hassan deals with it. He's just.
We allowed in here, y'all?
Destiny major.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Fucking loser.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. My god. My god. My god. My god.
Not only do I sometimes am on the receiving end of this. I also think it's like a objectionable behavior. It's horrible behavior.
You platformed all of this, bro. You clap and championing. Yeah, like people getting harassed or doxxed or murdered. You literally rebroadcasted on Twitch's platform, by the way, because Twitch also doesn't give a fuck. about people getting doxxed or harassed. We've already seen that. You're literally rebroadcasting bad amount of doxxing every single person who was FEC filed on Progressive Victory because you thought that PV was like an Israeli-funded Destiny psyop. You just went through all of your doxes. All these people, by the way, who are your dick sucks now, you're literally rebroadcasting their doxes. Not all of them, but some of them.
So, like, there are literal content creators who unironically...
Jesus, I'm behind the Emberu assault? What the fuck? That's so crazy.
Who unironically do this kind of shit and promote this kind of shit. And it's really fucking gross. There are content creators who themselves engage in this kind of behavior as well. Now, obviously, there's a difference between, like, a content creator that knows the other content creator and is, like, on, you know, friendly... and is friendly with the other content creator and they're like collaborating or whatever versus like a random content creator who is just like stalking someone. That's the difference.
We'll just scan in and then we're meeting him up front. Okay. Thank you.
Apparently the security here was pretty bad.
Did what?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did what?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Did he let him go in without?
Him up front.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did what?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Just... See, Danny's really good at just being ultra confident about everything, and,
We just walked past.
Yeah. Which one's which?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. There he is.
Where is he? Oh, I see him.
He's over there.
S-Fan. Hey, S-Fan.
We're with S-Fan's team, so we're just going to go through this side. Thank you.
Thank you.
S-Fan.
Oh, wait, under this way.
Whoa. Ma'am, this is a Wendy's.
Ma'am, this is a McGranitos. This is a McGranitos. Oh,
God. When I glimpsed this clip yesterday, I thought it was like a guy who walked up to get an autograph and he just kind of like hugged her and kissed her. And it's like, what can you do to prevent like stuff like that? But this guy just full on like walks from nowhere. Like this is the kind of movement that you're supposed to be looking out for, like as a security person, right? Somebody walking with purpose right up to the person you're supposed to be protecting from a place he's not supposed to be coming from. Like, I'm pretty sure if you had security that you were paying for, this would be the point where you get a refund. Where it's like, how did this guy get his hands on me? What are you doing? But the fact then that it was her personal guy here that had to come up and... Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. I wonder if TwitchCon might... This is a huge guess because I haven't seen videos or pictures or anything. I wonder if TwitchCon didn't actually hire real security, but they just had a bunch of staff who were just supposed to stand around and watch things. But they didn't hire like actual trained security people. I would have to see pictures of them. Show me pictures or videos and I can tell you immediately if they are or if they aren't. Because not to be mean, but if it's like nerdy San Francisco looking people, you know, with like spaghetti arms that are standing there, these are probably not like an actual outsourced security firm or even like private security guys. It's probably just, you just have like staff and you're like, hey, make sure nobody does anything wrong. Would that be legal? I don't know if you have like a legal obligation to have security or whatever, but look closely at the end. It looks like he's pulling something out. I saw the zoomed in clip or whatever, but some people are saying it was like a knife. I mean, it could be a phone. I don't know if we can actually see like what this is here, but I don't like it when people get fixated on stuff like that because it actually doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if this is a knife or not. The fact is that if he did have a knife, he could have stabbed her right here. It doesn't really matter what he actually had on him. What matters is the fact that he was able to get this close and do all of this anyway. That's the important thing. That's just crazy. Yeah. Twitch contract requires Emeru to attend meet and greet to keep TwitchCon show amid safety concerns. Wait, afterwards? There's no... Obviously, they're going to let her out of that. They should, I think. Even if the contract did say that, just for PR purposes.
So I had to cancel my meet and greet because of the stuff. Mm-hmm. But in order to, I can't cancel my meet and greet and not cancel.
How exactly would good security prevent this? TwitchCon gives way too much accessibility to streamers. I feel like if someone wanted to kill a streamer here, they probably could. Well, for things like this, it looks like that guy didn't even come through the line. He just walked from a totally restricted area. So that's the first thing, is that should have never happened. The second thing is, if the guy was coming from the line, it looked like she was still talking to somebody else. So that's the second thing. And then the third thing is generally speaking, I guess it depends on how serious you think the situation is. But when I've had armed security, like my armed security guy is basically always standing like within like 5 feet at the most from me when we're walking or moving through places, because the idea is supposed to be that if somebody tries some shit, he's not there to just take pictures of your body afterwards. They're supposed to be able to prevent stuff from going on. Like if somebody's approaching you, or somebody's like standing around you and they're acting really weird, or if somebody like next to you is like starts something, they should be able to intervene basically immediately. You wouldn't have somebody standing, you know, yards and yards away. Or nobody at all. It's just kind of crazy. I don't know. Destiny, I am friends with the suspect. He was talking about this 6 to 7 days ago. Good, epic meme. I heard he was 6'7", too. He looks pretty tall. How expensive is security? I don't know. It depends on if you want them to be armed or not. It depends on how long you have them for. It depends on if you want them driving or not. But for streamers of this caliber, it's a drop in the bucket. It wouldn't matter. It would never be prohibitively expensive.
Can't cancel my meet and greet and not cancel her show because of the fact that the reason I canceled my meet and greet is I don't want to be in the same place for 2 hours.
How much was it for me? I don't remember. I'd have to go look. I think it was several thousand dollars for the entire time I was in Israel. But that was with like a personal guy who was also driving. Was it $8,000? Was it $500 to $700 USD a day, maybe? But that was, I think that was for 8 hours a day with him driving. I think something like that. I'd have to go and check. But that was for, I think he, I don't remember if he was armed or not. And then, yeah. But like, if you look at my... Is there a stream or a video of me signing stuff?
I had Gans.
Shut up. Oh my God, Kaya. Just kidding. Oh.
Autograph on this little itty bitty.
This guy is my security dude. But you can see he's like basically next to me the entire time.
Did you take your
phone? And he's like looking at people who are next to me. He's looking at people like checking their hands out, making sure nobody weird is like walking up or doing anything. But,
Destiny, it's a bit of a main question. It's a bit of a main question.
Okay.
But is there a chance of a debate or even a bridge rebuilding? But also,
question.
It's probably behind the camera right now. I say you did a good job. I didn't get killed at all. Limeo.
I don't know. I just want a picture.
I'll take it. Give it, bro.
I think that was him.
Okay.
Was he an ex-serviceman? Probably, but like everybody in Israel is, right? Because they all have like a year or two of service. I think he might have done 4 years. I don't remember. Were you surprised to have so many fans in Israel? Yeah, I think like 300 people showed up and we announced it like the day of. Why would your armed security need to be jacked? Can't you just give anyone a gun as long as they have basic training? I can't tell if you're trolling or not, but you don't want to have people shooting at you. You want people to be intimidating, and you want people to be able to remove people from situations like immediately. And you usually need to have a big person, usually a big guy to do that.
Agree, because I don't want to be in the same place for 2 hours because of people being weird.
Okay.
And then I'm under contract with them, so I can't cancel one and not cancel the other.
Interesting. Oh.
So I'm sorry,
I kept my meet and greet because I wanted to keep my show. Surely it'll be fine.
I'm sorry, Emmy.
I'm sure everyone will.
Oh, yeah, this was Jesus. Not good. It's a pretty bad clip to have before. This was before TwitchCon, right?
I don't think that's true. Okay, maybe I should talk about this, whatever, who cares. I had a security guard 2 years ago where there was a guy following me around TwitchCon. And he like asked him to stop multiple times. My guard asked him and the guy wouldn't stop. So he grabbed the guy, but he didn't like hurt him. He was just holding the guy until like the con security came. And then for some reason they're like, yeah, because your security guard touched him, he's like permabanned from the venue forever. But he didn't even hit him or anything. He just like held him while they waited for like the police to come. And it was like my favorite security guard. I can't have him at TwitchCon anymore.
I don't believe he was removed or banned. The guy who assaulted her seems to leave on his own without anyone following him. Here's a closer look at the guy I found.
They just said seven? Did someone say seven? Do I have 7 minutes? How much time, actually?
It's less than 10 minutes.
Wait, are we actually cooked? It's over, guys.
Stream is jammed.
Wait, did we see him?
They just said seven.
Oh, that's is that him walking up to Emmy in the background?
Wait, are we actually cooked? It's over.
You have
guys.
To go to one pound. Okay.
Stream is over. We gotta head back to the.
Maybe it's happening right now.
Whoa. That's crazy. Holy shit. What the
f- him just walking off here is insane. Does Twitch have no security whatsoever? If I was a woman, I would be done. I would never go to these events. I don't understand, because this is lit. If there was ever a place to have security ever, okay, it's not even the woman thing, but it would be at places where your most high value talent is. And Emeru is one of your largest streamers at Twitch. So this is one of your most valuable talents at a place where there's going to be a ton of fan talent interaction. That's literally what this is. These are the, I don't know if it's still the same, but back when I was going, they have like these giant lines for fan meet and greet areas, right? So this is your most valuable talent, and it's your highest propensity to have a bad interaction. And it's the easiest place to provide security protection, because they're not walking around in crowds where some random person can walk up to you. They're not like moving through areas with the huge swaths of crowds gathered and everything else. They're at a specified booth at a certain time with one person coming up to you and talking to you, with a line of people where you can see everybody in advance. Like, this is, I can't even believe, well, I don't know what the f- is going on here. Jesus. So this guy, and none of these people are even Twitch staff. These are her own people.
That's crazy.
So this guy just gets walked off.
Easy.
And keep in mind that this is like a Twitch event thing. I don't know. I never got paid for my meet and greet, so I don't know if she's getting paid for her meet and greet. So people are buying tickets, supposedly, to come to TwitchCon, and one of the big selling points is this. This is your big value add. You can meet your streamers and get a photo and an autograph or whatever. That's just so crazy that the guy just basically walks away.
That's crazy. Holy shit. What the f*** was that?
You're crazy.
And the people in line are supposed to be scheduled to meet her. You apply in advance. Supposed to be the guy filming, apparently stuck in line. I don't know. That's true. I feel like you can just line up to... Emeru is literally the largest NA female content creator that isn't a VTuber. Oh, well...
What the f- just happened?
Maybe this is a pre-approved line? I don't know.
What the f- just happened?
I just can't believe that. Like, this guy, I'm not trying to be mean or whatever. I mean, I wouldn't be security. If you go to an event and you see somebody that looks like me and we're and I've got security on, careful, because that's we call those volunteers, okay? This guy, this is not a real security person. I don't, well, to be fair, also, I'm not shitting on this guy. I'm trying to shit on this guy. He might just be an attendee. That might just be a fan badge. He might just be a guy chatting here. He might not be a Twitch staff at all.
What happened?
Do they not have any?
Did I film that?
I don't, he said he grabbed her or something.
Staff at all here?
No way.
That's why other streamers didn't
want to come.
Valkyrie Cutie because of.
Right. Oh man, that's insane, and we're right at the front.
Physique is meaningless when it comes to security. Some of the best fighters in the world have noodle arms. So one, that's almost certainly not true. And number two, they would be even better if they were bigger. Sorry, but...
Yeah, I got a hashtag give it back. So, seeing meet and greet was pretty cool, though.
Okay, wait.
Yeah, I got a hashtag give it back. So, seeing meet and greet was pretty cool, though. That was fun.
Is that him? The, like, would you call this plaid? The shirt or whatever?
Yeah, I got a hashtag give it back.
Oh. Yeah, right there.
So.
No f***s given at all.
Seeing meet.
Oh my god, it's like a rapist paradise. No.
Cool,
nobody following him, nobody asking questions.
That was fun.
He's just
saw the homies back there
walking away.
Dude, I can't imagine what Joe's doing this whole time.
Jesus. Do we even have any evidence that he was, what would they do? It's not like they can arrest him. I mean, I think they could hold him. No? I don't know if the venue would allow them, though. But the guy's already, like, basically assaulted her. Like, touched her, kissed her. Ugh. How is this preventable if there was a meet and greet happening anyway? He was going to approach her regardless. As soon as somebody lays hands on you like that, somebody should be separating you immediately. Number one. Number two, they might be less likely if they see a security person standing right there. And number three, somebody like this should probably be held onto until police show up. Damn, that's crazy. What was Twitch's statement on this? The safety and security of all those attending TwitchCon is our highest priority. Clearly, that's not true. The behavior displayed by the individual involved in the incident yesterday involving a high-profile streamer was completely unacceptable and deeply upset. Okay, hold on. Before I read the rest of this, so I don't know what the legal liability is for Twitch in an event like this. You would hope they've already communicated with a streamer, but like the big thing that you're looking for a meaningful PR statement here is an acknowledgement that something was fucked up and some kind of step you're going to take or steps you're going to take to rectify to make sure something like this doesn't happen again. So hopefully we see that in here. In line with existing TwitchCon security protocols, law enforcement and event security were on site and responded to the incident. We immediately blocked this individual from returning to the TwitchCon premises, and they are banned indefinitely from Twitch, both online and in-person events. We are coordinating with the impacted creators team and, per our standard protocols, continue to cooperate with any law enforcement investigations. Okay, hopefully there's something in the next paragraph, because if this is your existing TwitchCon security protocols, no top talent should be going to TwitchCon. If your existing protocols allow random people to run up to you and grab you and then walk off, that's why the f*** would you ever go to an event like this? Maybe in the next part of this. We have increased security at the meet and greet attendee check-in point, and we'll have additional security personnel surrounding participating streamers. If you're RSVP'd for a meet and greet, please know that we are unable to accommodate plus ones for the remainder of the event. Twitch has zero tolerance for harassment or acts that inhibit the safety and security of our community. It's really important to us that our creators enjoy... Okay, this is kind of dog shit. They're making it sound like we followed all of our... in line with our existing protocols. This is all the things that we do. We already do all of this per our standard protocols. Now we're going to go even above and beyond. Well, it seems like you had nobody. There was nobody there before. This is a crazy statement. You just walked right out of the event? The only question would be, well, like, what time did she get groped by this dude? I guess you could check with the sunset to see if the time lines up. Like, was this actually after, or could this just be him randomly walking out before he did anything? Jesus. Do you think Amazon will ever care about what Twitch is doing? Yeah, my understanding is Amazon's pretty hands-off on acquisitions, so apparently not. Was anybody following this guy? No? Do you think Twitch even knows who this is? I wonder if they just lied about, like, indefinitely banning him and stuff. I would personally say, no, you'd never lie about that, because if it came out, it would look so bad. But it's really impossible to explain all of Twitch's behavior because they're so unhinged lately. The guy at the door after, maybe they just kicked him out. I mean, I would imagine that kind of person would be escorted out. And I would say maybe handed off to cops, because the guy, he put hands on her. Like, I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't call the police in that circumstance, but... Yeah, this guy will still get unbanned before me.
There's one question that has been coming up on social media, just in terms of safety and security at TwitchCon in light of recent events. So I want to be very clear. We take security at our events like TwitchCon extremely seriously. Every year we build on successful approach to TwitchCon safety and security, particularly as we become aware of new or emerging security or safety challenges. So we have teams focused on this year round, including keeping creators and community members safe on Twitch or at TwitchCon. We have rules and standards regarding TwitchCon attendees that they have to follow. And we limit, for example, if people have been indefinitely suspended, off service violations, they're not able to attend. We also look for things that need to protect our streamers and any other issues.
I see everybody saying he's reading a script, but who cares? It's something wrong. You should have something like this prepared in advance. The problem is that they are apparently not actually doing this. That's the issue. Maybe all of their security were just like given posters and signs of me, and they were looking up for me entering, and that's the only thing they were worried about. Why were people worried about this year, about going to TwitchCon? Like Asmongold saying not to go as a woman. What about last year and prior? Well, when people were saying shit like that, my understanding is nothing bad has happened like this, I don't think, at a TwitchCon so far. Most of like the bad behavior or crazy stuff that was going on would usually be at, like, after parties or stuff happening outside of TwitchCon. I don't know if anything like this has happened at a TwitchCon so far. Somebody can link. Somebody was saying last year, Nymph, LOL, and Wake Wilder were sexually assaulted live and on camera. When or where did this happen? I don't remember this. It might have. I just didn't see it. What about the guy roofing the girls' drinks that Keem talked about? Nobody roofied those drinks. And that was a TwitchCon after party. I know because I was at that party. And I was the only one roofing drinks. Trust me, I can tell. But the that was just people putting drinks out like publicly with them being uncovered, which was kind of dumb and weird. I don't think that was an official. That wasn't at TwitchCon, at least. We had to walk somewhere else for that. Maybe it was a TwitchCon-sponsored thing, but... Nick and Wake get assaulted.
We'll see ya. Okay. Oh.
All right, let's not do any more of that.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Wake Wilder. I think... Sorry.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You guys are incredible. You guys are the best friends in the world.
Thank you.
OTK on top.
Bye.
OTK on top.
I mean, this is cringe and weird and not acceptable. But did Nick and Wake like report this person to get them removed? And like Twitch was like, no, or like this is not good. But I don't think this is on the level of the Emiru thing. I think it's different. I don't understand why they don't say something like, yes, this is a major fuck up and we are revising our approach or something. They always have to say they are already doing everything. While it obviously isn't true, the classic PR speak doesn't work anymore these days. And they don't seem to get that. Well, the problem is that they didn't even use classic PR speech, because classic PR speech would still have, like, this was the problem and this is how it's not going to happen again. But they didn't even acknowledge that. They made it sound like it was just an unpreventable, horrible staff. Or it was like the statement that they released made it sound like the situation was not preventable. There was no way to prevent it, but they're going to put even more extra security there to make sure it absolutely can't happen. An unreasonable amount of security. That's what the statement implies. So, like, if I read that PR statement, in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, God, some guy must have been right up to her and then, like, immediately grasped her or something when security went to separate them. I wouldn't imagine that statement would come after there's a video of a guy just crossing barricades, walking up, no security, nobody in sight, nobody escorting him out, like, nothing like that. Literally licking Nick's nipples. What the fuck is Destiny talking about? What, that this is a guy that they're having some kind of friendly interaction with. He lets him kind of come in for a hug. The guy is being creepy and weird. This is not acceptable. You shouldn't behave like this. But then, like, even after this, then, like, Wake, you know, does the handshake and kind of does this or whatever. It's not acceptable. It's not good. But, like, the Emery stuff is way worse. That was another dude who was just running up to her out of nowhere and grabbing her. So if the girls also felt awkward and weren't bold enough to say stop. I can't do this right now. I'm so sorry, stop. Because I'm in my hating women arc. And every time men talk about anything having to do with women's safety or security, it makes me back on my men's hating arc. If you're a guy and you think that these two instances are the exact same, and you're also like a kissless virgin who for some reason can't figure out why no girl can stand talking to you, do some self-analysis. I'm sorry, but if you think these two situations are even remotely similar, you are legitimately fucking retarded. You are retarded in so many different ways. Both of these men would have absolutely no problem stopping this dude at literally any point in time. They're out here kind of like chatting with him and like, is it awkward? Yeah, for sure. But like that Emiru girl could literally get one punch assassinated by a guy who's like a foot taller than her, who is throwing his arms around her, who she immediately pushes away and rejects with absolutely no help or anybody. Like the situation, but the problem is you're so in your mind as a man, you can't even fathom being in a scenario where another person can just walk up to you and control your body and everything around you. If you think it's remotely the same, I don't know. I don't have anything to say to you. Think what you want. Both sides that are reverse roles or whatever you want. I don't give a fuck. I'm on my hating women arc, so I don't want to talk about this a lot because it's going to make me hate men again, okay? Fuck you. Is there something on this planet that happens and Asam does not blame Destiny or his community on? It's crazy. I'm like permabanned from Twitch and everything, and somehow I'm still, you know, getting blamed for whatever. There's finally a thread with replies pushing back on Asam's trying to blame you. What do you mean, finally a thread? all of Yeet's tweets about Hassan always have a ton of people, because Yeet's followers are largely comprised of like Tectone and Asmongold and XQC fans, and then mine. So they're always shitting on Hassan. If Hassan's not involved and I'm making a statement about like Asmongold or something, then it's all like homophobia and Asmongold fans shitting on me and attacking me. Generally, it's like whenever I'm attacking Hassan on a Yeet tweet, people are both sidesing it usually, because it's Asmongold fans and Tectone fans who hate me too. I just don't understand. If there was a TwitchCon for this to happen, this is it. Do they just want content, or are they so incompetent with Hassan staying home? It feels to me, this is like the, I'm vibing all of this so hard. So Justin TV had kind of a first mover advantage, and that they were one of the early streaming sites. And when this rebranded and expanded to Twitch TV, they had kind of a first mover advantage in that they had like their CDN established, they had content creators, and they had culture. And as competitors popped up, they hadn't done all of the work on the, they hadn't done all the work to expand the CDN yet, like Owned and Azubu, I think. So like people had a lot of problems reliably delivering content to Europe or America sometimes, depending on where you were at. And so as a result of this, like Twitch was able to secure an early advantage, and they continued to capitalize on it without any real competitors. But then the issue is, once the Amazon acquisition happened, it was a huge acquisition. I think a lot of the old talent at Twitch had equity and ended up taking buyouts and then basically leaving, they cashed out and then they left. And so now you got this massively bloated company who enjoyed a first mover advantage with a bunch of old talent and ideas that they're not there anymore. And the people there seem to be min-maxing for some type of culture, but they don't really know what. And then the tech team is just there for maintenance. Like none of the new products or features seem to be that well received, like in the past like decade. And like nothing is just like, it's just like a bloated, worthless company who, you know, basically sold, what was it? The IVS technology to Amazon. And now they just kind of like exist as like a wart for however long they're given money to operate for. But the whole Twitch product seems to be pretty dead. I mean, YouTube, I think, does a lot more hours in terms of streaming, although they got a huge advantage as well. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I can't explain it. There's like no way to rationally explain how Twitch operates. I just can't. I really can't. The Twitch statement has a community note now. Twitch allowed these films to walk originally and was only pressed to apprehend him until Emery's manager pushed for it. The individual was allowed to walk originally. This is a written schizo. What the fuck? Twitch allowed these films to bypass several barriers and credit lines. We don't even know if they did apprehend the guy, though. This is what Nick said about the nipple.
Did you say nipple or nipples, miss? You'd be done.
It was only one nipple. Okay,
yeah, exactly. Imagine this.
You're,
you know,
exaggerating.
But like this happened, you know, and like Twitch didn't even reach out.
I didn't know.
And the funny thing is that weekend I was on like three of their shows, like the biggest shows they had there. I was on them. Not a reach out, not a comment, not a are you okay sort of thing. You know, it was absolutely insane. So when you see this, you know, that the safety is their highest concern.
I mean, if Nick and them didn't make a big deal about it or talk to anybody first, it wouldn't surprise me. I don't know if there are staff that are watching like every stream or if that would even get referred up. I mean, ideally you would have like your partner managers, but nowadays I feel like the partner managers at Twitch have so many creators under them. I don't know if they would even have time to keep up with everybody. I'm not sure. Yeah. Can you explain how Twitch continues to pay out an insane amount of money to large creators through ads? Is it the ad company really footing the bill, or does Twitch have the burden of those payouts? No, it's the ad company's footing the bill. What happens to Hassan if Twitch goes down? I have no idea. Kill him? I have no idea. It was on the top of LSF, they knew. Oh, if it was on top of LSF, then they definitely knew, because that's where Twitch moderation literally visits. Then I feel like their partner manager or somebody should have reached out to check or something. Like, that's kind of their goal, right?
CERN. It just isn't, dude. It just isn't. I remember a year that...
What was your impression of the Times Radio team in Britain in general? The Times team, they were cool. All of the people were cool and fun to chat with and hang out with. In Britain in general, I never travel or do anything. I just, from events to my hotels to whatever.
You know, that the safety is their highest concern. It just isn't, dude. It just is. I remember a year that, because for some people that don't know, certain Twitch partners have a different entrance to the convention than the rest of everybody else.
Okay.
Because we can go in the back door, because a lot of times there's a lot of people up front, you know, and like, you know, because once you leave the convention, There is no security.
Go over the null clip on stream. No, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I might.
Like, imagine you're in San Diego. Once you leave that convention, you have to walk to your hotel. There's nothing stopping anyone from doing anything.
Well, there's a lot of people out there, too, because a lot of like, hey, yeah, you want to go to TwitchCon? Yeah, let me get ready. Let's meet outside the building.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of groups of people on the outside of the front door.
There are a lot of people out there, but there isn't like any like security.
Right, it's technically not in TwitchCon.
Right, Twitch isn't doing anything to protect that space.
No.
I mean, they're barely doing anything to protect space inside. You ever seen that GIF of the guy just like doing this, like wanting the people, just barely paying attention? That's kind of what's going on. Like, you know, like there isn't much really whatsoever. But back to the story, like, doing this, like wanting the people, just barely paying attention.
It's almost like conducting in four.
That's kind of what's going on. Like, you know, like there isn't much really whatsoever. But back to the story about the back door. I remember there's one year, like me and I think me and Melina were leaving, and we wanted to go back out the back door.
Didn't you plan on going on their show? Yes, but every single time somebody in chat asks about it, it gets delayed 3 more weeks. So thanks. Now it's delayed to 2035. I'm on the radar. When they want, we'll do it. They said they'll reach out when they're ready. That's it. I have no more information. Nothing else. Talk to them about it. Okay. I don't know why you're spamming asking in chat. I have no more information about this.
So the whole convention had closed, and someone working there was trying to force us out the front. I'm like, buddy. You don't even know. Like, we
show them a badge.
Yes,
a special badge, right?
I do have a special badge, special privileges. But the communication.
Stop!
Based? Wait, what year? This is posted in 2021. But what year was this actually shot? Does anybody know? Omega old? Oh, if it's Omega old, there's no excuse. But if this was shot after like 2021, if he had already had his COVID vax, I mean, his finger should be able to detect metal. Like, he'll be pulled to like any firearms or knives. So it would make sense why he's just using two fingers to wand over.
That's another thing. I could have fucking
died yesterday. Rewind. Nice.
But yeah, obviously, I'm going to be making my own personal changes going forward. I already have, like, for years, but I'm just really hurt and disappointed by how everything was set up by Twitch and, like, how it was handled after. Like, honestly, that was upsetting me more and making me more angry last night than everything.
Wait, the guy
else.
Got... Like, a 30-day like, okay. ban initially? Wait, no shot.
You know,
where?
Any person can be walking on the street and get assaulted. Like, yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible. But why do I have to worry about that happening at the convention for the place that I work? And I'm really okay. I've been talking to Twitch people, and I'm really upset because I noticed a lot of negligence around the event, and I'm not happy with the way that they're handling it now. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, well, I asked them, you know, like, what are they gonna do about this? And you know what they said initially? They said, oh, well, he's banned from the platform for 30 days. What? And then she's obviously like, hello?
Hold on. I was thinking, like, maybe because the guy seems pretty tall, maybe Twitch thought it was Hassan, and they have, like, a policy, obviously, where we can't ban Hassan for ludicrous amounts of time. 30 days would still be really high for this. I feel like Hassan could probably get a rape or two, and maybe get a week, maybe a 2 week from Twitch if it was on camera. So 30 days is still kind of weird. Yeah, I don't know what the rationale is for a 30-day ban for basically sexually assaulting somebody. Like, that's just crazy to me. Okay,
like, that needs to be indefinite. What the f- are you talking about? Also, that's like nothing to do with anything. No one gives a f- if he's banned on Twitch or not. Like, we're talking about the convention here. So they change it to indefinite. Takes an hour for that to happen, by the way. These two people are the head of security for Amazon and the head of risk for Twitch. Also, later the same night, I'm not gonna drop names here because I wasn't there, so I didn't see it. But I had multiple people tell me that key Twitch representatives last night were out partying. I know there's a lot of people that watch me that are kind of similar to me in some regards in terms of being like a more like
timid or like glass half full type of person, or like wanting to believe the best in people type of person. I still believe that you can be that way, and I still believe that I'm still that way, but I've definitely come to realize, and I really want everyone to really think about this, you have to stand the fuck up for yourself, for other people, because if you don't, there's a lot of people who are just going to take the easy, lazy route because it doesn't affect them, so they don't care. Like a lot of the people that were hired to work on this event. And I've been through so many horrible things. I don't want things like this to happen to other people, or at least for it to not be that easy for it to happen to other people. I do feel like it's partially my responsibility.
I just don't understand what the fuck is that. None of this makes any sense. Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't understand anything. I don't understand how lost you must be as a company for reacting like this to an incident like that on your event. The bad PR they are getting alone should make them wake the fuck up, question mark. Well, but does bad PR matter? Like, how do they even make money on this platform? Are people going to stop watching Twitch because of this? It feels like we have, like, there's no guiding morality or principles from anything that for anybody that works at any of these places. I just don't understand. Especially after Charlie Kirk and everything, like everybody had fears about people getting killed here. There've been streamers that have gotten attacked in the past. I don't understand how you have an event like this with absolutely no security present at the signing booth. This is your top talent. These are your A-level, probably special, like personal contracted talent at your company getting assaulted. What are you doing? I can't even explain it with any kind of weird ideology. It seems only insanely incompetent. Make explanations make sense. That's just wild to me.
And I really feel like I was treated like cattle or merchandise. Because why is no one there making sure I'm safe like a person? Why are the security guards joking and laughing and be like, oh, I didn't even see what happened? Ugh, it's crazy, man. I want to play fucking Mega Bonk, bro. So fucking annoying. And yeah, I don't even care if I lose any like opportunities or anything for talking about this, because it's fucking insane. And another thing I've realized is sometimes if you don't say something, no one else is going to. Sometimes you have to be the one that, you know, steps up and starts the conversation. And yeah, like I said, this isn't even the first thing that happened, because my friends Nick and Wake, it happened to them last year. And yeah, maybe just because they're men or something, it wasn't taken seriously, which is insane.
The Nick and Wake thing, ignoring that they're even men, like, these were, like, fans that were on the floor while they were going out talking to people. Like, it's understandable how a situation like this, even if it was to a girl, could happen. The thing that I don't understand is there are, like, multiple stages of failure that had to have happened for this to take place. Like, you have no security present at the actual signing event at all. A guy is able to, close the gap in so many different ways. The only person who broke anything up was her own security guy. It seems like the guy just walked out of the event, period. Like, there are so many points of failure here that I don't know. That's just crazy.
Give me a sec. But yeah, I'm just very angry, not just because of what happened to me, but because of what it implies about other people. Because if I wasn't important, there's hundreds of thousands of people that stream on Twitch. Like, I don't know. Again, I hate being this kind of person. I genuinely want people to be held accountable and for things to, like, visibly be changed. But even so, I personally am not going to another TwitchCon. I'm done. 10 years of streaming, I'm done. This is my final TwitchCon. This show will be my final performance. And then I'm going back to streaming video games in my room. In my house that probably has more cameras around it than TwitchCon. But I hope if this happened to any other creators, you know that you are cared about and people do want to know. And yeah,
I just don't, I feel like multiple heads would have to roll for this. And that statement was so fucking bad too, where they just made it seem like an exceptionally crazy circumstance that could have never been prevented. That's just wild. Every part of this is wild to me. I don't understand. I really don't understand. It just doesn't make sense. None of this makes sense. Top talent, value to the company, high risk people, highest risk event, easiest to secure event, like just like the signing booths. None of this makes sense. We thought the same thing after Adriana Chechik broke her back and had to have an abortion as a result too. I mean, that was a dumb thing but I could kind of see why, but that was stupid and probably shouldn't have happened. But like, that's way different than this. This was on so many different levels. This was so fucked.
It's just not okay. But at the bare minimum, I will be pressing charges against the guy that was there, obviously. Like, duh. Yes, sir. I mean, it's also kind of funny. I'm literally doing this in TwitchCon. They just gave me an empty conference room to just dispel everything. But yeah, I really feel like there's a lot of key people that are responsible that need to be held accountable, because clearly there's been multiple points of failure for this to have even happened in the first place. And again, forgive me if I'm just rambling in circles. But I do also want to say, yeah, there's a lot of people that work at Twitch that are lovely, amazing, creative people. It's not them, but there's definitely multiple people that their failure allowed this to happen. Multiple people. For sure. I don't have any doubt about that, especially because of the fact that they flew out the global head of Amazon to talk to my manager and my security guard today. But yeah, we're gonna do our show with Will and Baby No Money. We're gonna try to have fun. During it, I know a lot of you guys are still mad, but I prefer if we could just not talk about it, just like focus on the show and like the people in the show, not just be spamming like
fuck. Yeah, I see you guys spamming this. Emery said earlier that for the meet people who signed up got background check, but they could bring a plus one who didn't get checked at all. I don't know what that means. I have to check. I don't know what you mean by background check. And bringing a plus one has like on the bottom of the list of failures for this. I don't know who spam that or you got that talking more from it. That's like the least relevant thing to all of this is bringing plus ones on a line. You should be able to have random people go on this line and the event should still be secure. It shouldn't matter. In the past, I don't think you even need to sign up to go to lines like that.
The concept, but I only did probably like 1-2% of the actual setup and production. So, yeah, I don't want to be unfair to those people. Yeah, I have to head over there in like 5 minutes. I do have one more thing to say, but just give me a sec. Because no one's going to be mad at me if I go home and play League of Legends at this point, right? Like, I deserve it, okay?
They probably have no money to spend on proper security. That doesn't make sense. That's like injuring yourself in the gym and saying you didn't have time to warm up. You don't have time to warm up. You don't have time to work out. You don't have money for security. You don't have money for the event. You can't not have money for security. It's like flying a plane and saying you don't have money for fuel. Like, then you don't fly. What do you mean?
I feel it.
It would be cinema if she blamed me now. She was like, this is because Destiny. No, I'm just kidding. Now, if I was Hassan, I'd be worried about that because I would see him everywhere.
All right, guys, 5 minutes to showtime. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I'm okay. I'm fine because I'm not like saying this to like try to like sound tough or something. I'm genuinely just built different. Like, I'm used to this shit. I can handle it. I can like go live and do shit after. But there's so many people that like, I would never want this to happen to someone else. Most people would have just canceled their show and went home probably, and I don't think anyone would fucking blame them.
What is the next show she's doing? Is it TwitchCon related, or?
Oh.
Jesus.
But yeah, I worry a lot for small creators. Not even small creators, even medium-sized creators who can't afford 1, 2, 3 security guards coming to shit like this. I don't know. Just be safe out there, guys. Try to be smart. Stick with your friends and your group. And, yeah, don't be afraid to talk or ask for help if you ever need stuff. And then as a community, we need to stand up for each other and look out for each other and talk about things when things happen to each other. And the last thing that I want to say is I didn't really get a chance to talk about it because of, you know, all the things that were happening, but I kind of wanted to apologize for some people were talking about the clip of me getting kind of emotional at the end of the RV trip. That shit kind of just slipped out, but there's a lot of things that I haven't wanted to talk about that I think I will probably be talking about when I get home from TwitchCon.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
So, just want to let you guys know about that. Yeah, thank you guys for the support. And I should probably head over to
back to TwitchCon, back to Con.